Carlisle looks. He's got numbers to his right, but they're going back to the left with Moore. Moore takes it to the line, gets it to Thackeray. Can they execute? They can. Try in the corner, surely, for Featherstone. They are in. And what a score it is as well. Lovely finish from the wingman on the far side. And it's a try for Featherstone Rovers. Great hands from the Featherstone side. Moore started it off. I'm not sure it's not Kieran Johnson that scored the try in the corner, and it's Featherstone 4, Hull KR 0.
Well, that's what John Duffy's been brought here for. Certainly the attacking style of playing, certainly when they get in good field position, that's exactly what Featherstone have done. They've coughed up the mistake. Hulkinson Rhodes with great pressing defence, and Featherstone, well, they have set the stall out here now. And I say John Duffy, an attacking coach, certainly, yeah, bringing the best out of his players from there. Brilliant hands, and Kieran Johnson just went in unmarked. Brilliant creativity. Featherstone Rovers, tell you, they're pretty impressive.
Wilde running across to the left, gets it to Thackeray. Thackeray, they've got numbers outside, but the pass is misplaced, and it's picked up by Hull KR, and Ryan Shaw's away. Is he going to go the distance? He is. They can't get back to catch him. He's racing up the hill and will score in front of 2,500 jubilant Hull Kingston Rovers fans. And that's how fine the margins are. A misplaced pass at one end leads to a try at the other. The try scored by Ryan Shaw. It's Featherstone 6, Hull KR 4.
Oh, it is, Mark Wilson. It's the fine margins, isn't it, from there. And Featherstone Rovers just looked as though, well, they're going in for the second try, but the pass wasn't the best. Went behind the young winger himself in Johnson. And I say Ryan Shaw, he picked the ball up there, and they just looked as though there's only going to be one winner. But the Featherstone defenders just came across, just couldn't quite get there. Going up the hill, Ryan Shaw got his team the first 4 points and got them back into this game. OK, maybe a little bit of luck. You make your own luck. And I say Ryan Shaw has got the first 4 points for Hull Kingston Rovers.
Ellis looks out wide. They get it away with Clarkson. Now there's a break down the far side. Heffernan is quick. He's got no support. He's sidestepping his way forward and he's tackled back. It was Moore who brought him down. It's the last one. They've got about a six-man overlap on this near side. That's where they're going now. The little short pass to Danny Addy who scores. Danny Addy puts Hull Kingston Rovers in front for the first time. But how quick was Heffernan up the hill on the far side? Great hands from Rovers, and they kept their composure. It's Danny Addy who scores to put Hull Kingston Rovers 10-6 in front.
Yeah, brilliant rugby league from Hull Kingston Rovers. And it's passing the ball 60-70 metres from their own. The opposition try line from there, and Heffernan, well, he got on the outside. Every centre showed great pace, did the right thing as well, didn't panic, took the tackle. And Hull Kingston Rovers, well, too many numbers on the left-hand side. Nice ball out to Danny Addy, had the numbers. The Featherstone Rovers defenders just wasn't there. And Hull Kingston Rovers, smart rugby league, getting himself the lead for the first time after 23 minutes of this first half. Excellent play from Hull Kingston Rovers.
Ball comes in field now. Here is Blair. Blistering run from Blair. He's got round the fullback. Can he get to the line? He's still going. Passes for Ellis, who scores. Third Hull Kingston Rovers try the afternoon, right at the side of the post, and it's that right-hand side attack again for Hull Kingston Rovers. They look so incisive when they go that way. Blair was in support, burst forward, they couldn't stop him, and unselfishly puts it on a plate for Ellis. It's Hull KR who lead here by 16 points to 6.
Yeah, Hull Kingston Rovers have found a weakness down that right-hand side, haven't they? The Featherstone Rovers left in well. I'll say with Talapapa and the young kid and, well, Kieran Johnson, as we mentioned, he only looks about 5 stone from there. But Hull Kingston Rovers are going the right-hand side, and that's smart play. Smart play from Hull KR. The great break, and, well, as Mark Wilson just mentioned there, in Cameron Blair, he's just took the easy option from there. You won't stop Jamie Ellis from that sort of distance. And as I say, very, very quality rugby league from Hull Kingston Rovers.
Ball now with Moore, gets it away to Wild. Short pass, great carry from Mariano, who stops and rolls over. But I think, is he going to give it? He has given the try. Looked like a double movement to me. Looked like Mariano had been stopped. But he rolls over at the side of the post. And this game is back on. Great run from Mariano. Featherstone 10, Hull KR 18.
It is. It's game on. And they say, I'm asking the Featherstone forward to go hard and straight and direct. And big Frankie Mariano's done exactly that with 10 metres from there. Great creativity. Exactly what we wanted with Carl Briggs and Anthony Thackeray, getting more involvement. That's exactly what they've done. Great field position. And big Frankie has said, if you don't want to stop me 10 metres out, I'm going to get our team back into this game. A great four-pointer.
30 metres out. Matty Wilde is penalised. And they take the two as they call from the sideline.
Yeah, right call. You'd say, yeah, 6 points in front. You'd say it's the right call from there. And, well, Lunch was asking a question here. You, I think they're pretty hard done by there, Featherstone. I do.
They look to add the extras here and put Hulkingston Rovers two scores in front. By six at the moment. 21 and a half minutes left as the clock finally is halted. Here's Ellis then, right footed. He's three from three. Touches haven't moved. He's four from four. It's 20 points to 12 in favour of Hulkingston Rovers. Lunt messing about the play of the ball. Referee just tells him to get on with it. Ball now with Atkin. Short pass, and they're going to score. It's Mins with a try, and that could be the try that gives Hulkingston Rovers their fourth win of the qualifiers and gets them one step nearer a return to Super League. 15 minutes left. Featherstone 12, Hulkingston Rovers 24.
Well, in the first half, it was half-back partner in Jamie Ellis, who was a standout player for the first 40 minutes, asking plenty of questions at this time. Young Atkins, he just scores for the so-called double pump nowadays, and Min said, thank you very much, I'll go through the gap here. 15 metres away, you ain't going to stop the young kid there with plenty of pace. He's got the 4 points. Hulkingston Rovers here now, they taking control of this game, but excellent player from the half-back in Atkin. And Min says, thank you very much, I'll get myself a 4-pointer. Great play by the half-back.
Quick play of the ball. They get the ball on this near side. Ellis gets it out to Heffernan. Heffernan steps for the line, and he will score. Beats Hardman in the corner. And if there was any doubt about it, there isn't any more. It's try number five for Hulkingston Rovers. They lead 28-12.
Well, we talked about the quality in the first half, didn't we? And that's why they were leading there. But now this is the sheer quality from Hulkingston Rovers. They've just speeded the game up a little bit. And Big Mossy Massoy, the hard, straight and direct, just causing all sorts of problems. Playing off the back of quick play of the balls, and Heffernan, quick play of the ball. He got on the outside. You ain't going to stop him from that sort of distance. Great try. He gets himself a 4-pointer. And Hulkingston Rovers here now. They're going away with the 2 points. They're in control of this game.
As Massoy drops the ball, much to the delight of the Featherstone fans, picked up here, and a chance to break forward by Connor Farrell, wrapped up 20 metres out. Can Featherstone get a consolation? Here they come now with Thackeray. Little step gets it to Talapapa. Talapapa wrapped up 10 metres away. Well, he says he's wrapped. He's Stenny's offloaded the ball to Carlisle, and it looked like he'd been tackled. Thackeray comes down the short side, gets it away. Chance in the corner for the youngster to score. And Kieran Johnson has his second try of the afternoon. And Featherstone, well, they narrow the gap. It's Featherstone 16, Hulkingston Rovers 30.
Well, yeah, they narrow the gap, and as well, again, if Featherstone, if they'd have kept the ball in hand, you know, more times rather than looking to kick the ball, then they would have caused Hulk a lot more problems, certainly in the right field position from there. It's just great ball skills, and, well, Thackeray, great pass, and Johnson gets himself a double just to make the score a little bit more respectable. But Featherstone, if they took the right options, took the chances, the scoreline would have been a lot closer, Mark.
Hulkingston Rovers maintain their 100% record in the qualifiers. Featherstone have yet to taste victory in this format.